Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live streaming and live on the radio. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson and the Holly Roberts, not the impersonator, the Holly Roberts. It is it's Wednesday, February 8th, 2023, coming up.
Happy scared there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's February.
It's February. I said it three times. Coming up, we have Am I the Ass Hat, plus the dit, a full-sized one, not the little candy-sized one. And then a little bit later, Alexis is going to review the menu on HBO. And at the end of the show, social media director Quinn, I was just on the phone with him, has secured the package. And that package is the morning show's homemade chicken chili for the Hubbard Broadcasting all-important big game chili cook-off. We were voluntold to do this, and we will have the crock pot in front of you, Alexis.
Nice.
In about 30 minutes.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, man. I might eat some.
Well, please, try.
Well, we'll be the first tasters.
Yeah. Yes, please. Now, I would suggest as soon as Q gets there with said crock pot, we plug that bad boy in so it can have time to slowly warm up by 11:30, if you wouldn't mind doing that.
Yes, of course.
Perfect. But right now, let's get started. Alexis Kabubowicz Thompson, the one, the only, she has today's Am I the Asshat.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the Asshat?
Yes, am I the Asshat for being upset that my best friend is not using my husband as her realtor? All right. My best friend isn't using my husband as her realtor. He has years of experience, is licensed in multiple states, and has given my friend and her husband his time and advice multiple times when they've had real estate questions in the past.
Okay.
I knew my friend was considering a move, and I've tried to talk to her about using my husband, but she was cagey and kept saying she wasn't ready to start seriously looking yet. After she accidentally let it slip that she was looking at houses this last weekend, I again asked about my husband, and she finally said she was using another realtor. I feel really hurt and betrayed, and I told her I needed some time. We were supposed to go on a hike this weekend, but I canceled. Am I overreacting, or is she the asshat?
651-641-1071. This should be an interesting one. 651-641-1071. Pick up your rotary phones right now and give Holly a call, or send us a Twitter right now.
I better open my Tweety machine.
Chase? I'll begin.
Yeah,
I'll begin
think
with this. It is very hard. It is a life lesson. It is very hard to mix any type of business with friendships. It is very, very hard. And I would say that she is not the asshat. Because maybe I'm just thinking of it as she is drawing a clear line. Because
oh, it the can friend. Get
the friend.
Gotcha.
Is not the asshat. Because it can get real messy when you mix money and business with personal relationships. So that's, I feel very strongly about that. Lex, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a little weird and maybe entitled a little bit too, to expect your friend to use your husband as a realtor. Now, I guess if they had talked about it before, I'm glad that she was able to, at least it seems, you know, without too much information here, that she's able to freely talk about it with her to work yeah. through it, because if the friendship is worth it, they'll continue to be friends. But you're right, business and friends, so many issues could come up with that. That it's, you know, it's one thing, like I like to support my friends who are makers, you know, it's buying something that they've knit or beaded or something like that. This is a mortgage or a, you know,
yeah,
this is a much bigger choice decision that yeah, there could be some other issues why she's not choosing her husband to work with.
Yeah,
but you're right, it's a tough one.
Yeah, because you got to think to yourself, is that transaction worth is worth more than your friendship? Because there is a possibility that things take a turn and that friendship could be over.
Yeah.
And was it worth it? Was that commission, was that deal, was that business worth it? Because that is a possibility that you have to consider. Yes. Even if you all are the happiest friends, you have never had a fight in 15 years and you're joyous, it can go wrong. It can go wrong and it can ruin things, unfortunately.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have, Holly?
Let's go to Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. Welcome to the show. How do you feel about this? Who's the asshat?
Yeah. Exactly what you guys have said. My mom is a realtor for 30 plus years, and she will not mix business and friends, because one thing goes wrong and it just all goes downhill from there.
Yes.
And
you can ruin a relationship, right, Jeremy?
Yep. Exactly, because you know, inspection went wrong, you missed this, you missed that, and it does not work out. Don't mix business and pleasure.
Jeremy, thank
yes,
you. Have a great
you.
Day.
Oh, that's such a good point. Mm-hmm. His mom is in it. And that could be the reason why she went with somebody else, because they are friends.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who do we have next, Holly?
Let's go to Julie.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling. Who's the asshat?
Guys, I feel so passionately about this one, I can't even tell you.
Ooh.
Good.
Here's my problem is I feel like realtors have to scrap for their bread and butter. It's such a competitive thing that I think they're always on, and they're always a little ambulance chasey, which is a terrible thing to say.
Yeah.
But I also think the friend should not have asked for help and advice if she wasn't going to go with her friend's husband.
That's a good point.
It's like using him, but then not using him is not fair either. You know?
Oh my gosh, yeah, because they have already mixed business and friendship.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point.
So kind of like Julie, if they are going to draw that hard line, they had to draw, yeah. they should have drawn that hard line at the beginning.
I agree. Yes. That's how I feel.
Oh, that's a great point,
and
Julie.
I have a lot of compassion for people who have to always be on and always be looking for a deal. It's a tough business.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And 3%, 5% or whatever their takeaway, that can be, life-changing.
Right. Wow, that's my 2 cents, guys.
No, that's 5 cents right there.
Thank you,
Julie.
That's such a good point. If you are going to ask, I guess there is an unspoken assumption that if you do need their services or that type of service, you'd go with them.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's give, who do we have for the last word, Holly?
Roberta.
Hi, Roberta. You get the last word on this.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I think the writer is the asshat. I think it was nice of her to offer her husband up, but once that friend sent that boundary, I think she needed to respect that. I think it's completely valid to want to keep your friendship and that business separate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roberta, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You just always have to, like I said, I'm not gonna keep repeating myself. You just always have to ask yourself, is it worth it? You know?
Yeah.
Is it worth the possibility of something going awry? Are you willing to, you know, put the relationship on the possible chopping block? Because
you have to think of all of the things that could happen.
Uh-huh. And then understanding that, folks are going to have boundaries and not to be upset by them. And it will be okay.
Yes.
Be okay.
Well, again, there's a cultural that we've talked about it in different flavors. We are still a culture that has a problem saying no. There's a great number of us that is so afraid of setting boundaries and so afraid of just simply saying no without. And you, well, again, all the great lessons came from Oprah for me. But yeah. I remember there was an episode where she talked about saying no and not feeling a reason to justify it.
Yeah,
you can just say no. Yeah, that just no. I don't have to give you a reason. In every situation, you don't have to say no. You know what? That doesn't work for me. I'm sorry.
It does make me wonder what her husband's point of view is, because he's the one who's the realtor. Maybe he's like, yeah, it's no big deal. It's just because of the friendship with the wife that she's, you know, like feeling salty about it.
Yeah,
you know, because I'm sure that in that business, it's was it Julie? She was saying like it's just It's a hard business to be in.
Yes.
And you have to have tough skin. You get rejected a lot. And so maybe he's just like not really a big deal.
Well, and sure. when you're dealing with real estate and you're dealing with home selling, you know, obviously you're also dealing with finances. And so you're seeing your friends, and that's weird. That's that's another level too.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, not just I'm not talking some Venmo exchanges. That's your finances.
Yeah, that's not those earrings that I want. No. made.
You're loaning someone, you know, for the Uber they got you. This is buying a house.
Right.
So that's a whole other level of possible uncomfortableness when you're talking about pot. You know, seeing your friend's finances. That's weird. Weird, weird.
Yeah, a lot of the services, too. Would you feel that way about maybe like a chef or like someone who's a cleaning service? Would that be, that would also maybe be a boundary, too.
Like a friend has a cleaning service?
Yeah.
You know what, Lex? That's interesting.
I'm just thinking of other services or industries.
Yeah, because then, you know, if your friend sucked at cleaning your house,
right?
You would have to tell them. Like,
they're up in your business. And,
yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
No. Very few circumstances that I would. Let's take a break. When we come back, the big stories in entertainment. Holly has them, of course, in the Dirt Alert next. Let's run to Red again. Open Tuesday through Friday. 2 to 5 for the best happy hours around. That's right. Happy hour is amazing. Great deals on nibblies at Red Cow, the Memphis fries. Ooh, girl. I'm actually heading to Red. I'm running to Red Rabbit tonight to reunite with another friend. It's like a reunion week. And I cannot wait to dig into Red Rabbit's oysters, the freshest oysters around, and a nice glass of wine. They have such a great wine program at the Reds, Red Cow and Red Rabbit. They have a system that ensures that every glass of wine is as fresh as the first. I love it. That machine, I don't know what it is. They have some Harry Potter magic going on in that machine. But so grab your friends, have a reunion like me, and run to Red. RedCowMN.com, RedRabbitMN.com. Run to Red this week.
Rainbow Health is...
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The big stories in entertainment, you will find them under a very small bush. And Holly is the owner of that small shrubbery, and she has it right now.
Yep.
In the Dirt Alert.
Right under here. We've got the
bush? What?
Yep. Under my small bush.
Okay.
Comes the news that the late, late.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Show franchise on CBS might be ending after decades on the air.
Yeah.
And that means that The Late Late Show with James Corden, of course, we already knew that that show is ending. James Corden leaving hosting duties this year. And CBS is mulling, according to multiple sources, reviving the Comedy Central show at midnight to take that show's place.
Yes, I like this.
Do you?
Yes. Without the original host, which is, yeah, great.
Mm-hmm. You know what I see in this?
What's that? Chris Hardwick. That's what I was thinking of.
It's cheap. It's cheap.
Absolutely.
That's what I see with CBS on this move. I don't know about this.
At midnight, if you're not familiar with the show, it ran from 2013 to 2017 over on Comedy Central, hosted by Chris Hardwick, and they had a rotating panel of comedians discussing essentially the news of the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, yeah, you're just this. Okay. I don't know. I think this, and maybe look, Stephen Colbert is going to executive produce. It's kind of what Dave did when Letterman was on CBS. He got control of the time slot after him. He put Tom Snyder on and then Craig Ferguson. I mean, so it's a good move. It's a great business move for Colbert. I just don't know. I don't know about this yet. It's a TBD for me. Mark me down as a TBD.
You remain to be delighted.
Exactly.
Yeah. Keep the bar low.
Oh, yeah. Ashton Kutcher addressing some chatter surrounding his awkward Your Place or Mine red carpet photos with Reese Witherspoon. This is their Your Place or Mine, a new romantic comedy debuting on Netflix later this week. And lots of people were dragging Ashton and Reese for their extreme lack of chemistry on the red carpet trying to sell this movie to us.
What's he saying?
Well, he basically is blaming all of us.
Mm.
It's our fault. Because he said that regardless of what he does on the red carpet, he can't win, Ashton Kutcher said in a new interview.
Yeah, he's kind of right.
Yeah. If I put my arm around her and was like all friendly with her, I'd be having an affair with her, being Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
He said, like, the rumor would be I'm having an affair with her, and if I stand next to her and put my hands in my pockets, there's no chance that that could be the rumor. Then the rumor is we don't like each other.
That's true. He makes a good point. No matter what they do, you know, if you even touch someone on the small or the back, oh, they're dating. They're having a lot of sex. I'm just touching their back. That's it.
Yeah. Now, Ashton Kutcher went on to say that his wife, Mila Kunis, had a group chat with Ashton and Reese and did say that they have to act like they like each other. At the very least. You're selling a romantic comedy, honey.
I love that.
Yeah. Maybe you're friends.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Look a little like you're into it. Yeah.
Your Place or Mine is out on Netflix later this week. Speaking of people who might be into each other, there are rumors that Leonardo DiCaprio is going full Dazed and Confused with his dating tactics by going out with a 19-year-old model. He gets older. They stay the same age.
Well, no, now he's going backwards.
Younger. I
mean, that's true.
Goodness gravy. I mean, is he going to the college formal with her? I mean,
I mean, you know, her name is Eden Polani. You know, some people were like, Leo, your girlfriend's education was interrupted by COVID. You might want to take a look.
Yes.
At some of that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Here's the deal.
She might have been doing NyQuil chicken. Okay.
She might. I've been doing NyQuil chicken. Now, exclusive details over on Page Six, which means, by all means, the call is coming from inside the house. Insiders are telling Page Six, they're not even an item. Don't worry about it.
They can't even sit at the bar together.
No.
They can't.
Here's the difference. Isn't it older than she is? The age difference?
Oh.
What is...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's my age, so he's 47.
He's 48. She's 19.
She's 19.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Can you imagine ordering at the table? I'll take a bourbon and water. Mm-hmm. I'll take a virgin pina colada.
Give me a Sprite.
I'll have a Shirley Temple, please.
Yeah, right.
Extra cherries.
Can she get the crayons, please?
Oh my God. Mr. C.
I'll take a filet medium with the burnt green beans, and she'll have the chicken.
Do you have dinosaur gosh. Shapes? Because she really likes those.
Leo.
Oh, I saw a meme. It was like they're at a bar, and he's like, there's some brawl, and he's like, oh, I gotta go help hold my beer, and she says, I can't.
I legally can't in 22 states. I can in Indiana.
Oh, wow.
They are squashing Leo. Rumors, but they
What's
were,
he saying? They're just friends, or well, they're yes. doing a project.
They're zero they sure truth, mm-hmm. Because they were spotted sitting next to each other at a music event.
Okay, recently. So this might be exactly what Ashton Kutcher is talking about.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know what? I'm looking at this picture. She's doing the flirty thing with her hair. Mihisha's sitting there because that's what Leo does.
Yeah, he does.
I'll take the cheeseburger with crinkle fries, please.
Can I get the coloring crayons, too, please?
All the primaries,
yeah.
They go to the movies together. Oh. One adult, one child.
Oh, yeah, get a discount.
Look, Leo, I solved the word jumble.
She can't even... No, wait a minute.
Look, I found it in the word search.
She's barely There's old Buffalo. Enough to... She's barely old enough to go to a majority of his films that are rated R. Oh. She's just at the precipice of going to see most of his movies without parental supervision.
You mean I can uncover my eyes now?
My goodness.
He's like, don't worry, I got this. I'm old enough. I'll take you.
Alexis has a review next. Hi, everyone. It's Jason live for Skin Rejuvenation, Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. February means so many sales. So many great offers for you this month. And I got to tell you, right off the bat, always follow Skin Rejuvenation Clinic on social media because they have specials that they don't even tell me about. But here are the ones I do know. In the month of February, if you're looking for lip filler, this is the month. You can receive $100 off Juvederm lip filler in the month of February. That is so fantastic. Also, Diva Services. I'm a polite young man, so you know what the Diva Services are. I don't have to expand on that. Well, you can enjoy 20% off your Diva package of three. That's right. So the Diva Laser, this is the time to get it. If you've been waiting to see before and after photos of the of some of the services they offer, go to skinrejuvenationclinic.net and make sure when you call them, you mention me.
Lori and Julia here for...
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning... A message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
My little pony, my little pony.
I comb and brush her hair.
My little pony, my little pony.
Tie a ribbon to show how much I care.
My little pony, my little pony.
I take her wherever I go.
My little pony, my little pony.
Oh, I love her so.
I love you, my little pony.
My Little Pony. Each sold separately. Collect them all.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
My Little Pony, the official toy of Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend. Welcome back.
not the first generation of My Little Pony. Second or third.
Welcome back, Jason.
The weird looking ones with the fierce faces.
Yes.
Not soft like they used to be.
Oh,
God. Welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk, live streaming on our app. Coming up in a little bit, the package has been secured. I believe it's in the building now. Quinn, social media director Quinn, has the morning show's crock pot of goodness, the magical pot of chicken chili for the Hubbard Broadcasting. Very important big game chili cook-off. We'll talk to Quinn and the ladies will sample a little bit of the chili. Hope it's not too cold. in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But right now, is this a movie review, Lex? Is this?
Yes, it is.
Alexis Thompson has a big, fat movie review.
How was the movie?
My big, fat movie review.
Yeah, guys, I watched The Menu.
Oh.
On HBO Max.
Okay.
This came out last year, but it was up for some Golden Globes. And I just was very curious because my cousin said it was one of his top favorite movies of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
And I knew it was a thriller, but I didn't know how deranged it would be. Whoa! This is really? A effed up movie. Whoa! Whoever came up with this concept, it's just wild, but it really makes you think about life and relationships and, you know, what struggles people are going through that you don't see or know. I felt claustrophobic for most of it because these diners are stuck on an island, basically. But you see really beautiful food and the different things that they, you know, are making. There's an homage to one of my favorite foods, which is called umeboshi, which is a salted pickled sour plum from Japan.
Shout out.
Yeah, I was like, umeboshi, yeah, it's got its moment. Yes, yes. Oh, man. So that was kind of cool to see. But, you know, just to watch the process of how this food is made and how little the portions are. Wow. You barely get a spoonful of food sometimes.
Tweezer food.
Yep.
The worst. Yeah.
Yeah. But the chef played by Ralph Fiennes. Wow. He is intense. And he has some lessons that he needs to teach these people. Now, there is a wrench in the plan for him because someone who wasn't supposed to be there is at dinner, and he has to try to figure that out. But there are some moments of, well, there's pure terror for part of it. But then also there are some comedic moments because there's a food critic who's there and real bougie, very annoying, you know, like coming up these weird metaphors for what the food is and why he's doing what she's doing. And ooh, wow. So, hey, if you want kind of a shocking film, but the themes really resonate, The Menu on HBO is for you.
Well, especially if Voldemort is picking up some, I mean, Ralph Fiennes was Voldemort for him.
That's right. Yeah, you don't think about his role in Voldemort, so that as Voldemort, so that's good. Wow, but, and then Anya Taylor-Joy, she plays Margot. Wow, that's just intense, guys.
I can't tell, though. Is enjoy the wrong word?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Appreciate?
Thank you, Holly.
That's the word. I probably won't watch this again.
I probably won't watch it a first time.
You don't think so?
I don't know. You scared me.
It's just really twisted. But, yeah, you really do think about the people that are at this meal, why they're there, and the hard truths that come out. That's what resonates at least most for me. And then what happens at the end. I mean, wow. It is something. It's very original.
Did you see this, Holly?
I did not.
Okay.
I have not watched The Menu.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
After that,
I'm going to be taste testing this.
Lex has completely taken this off my menu. Let's just say that.
Oh my god!
I don't think I'll be tasting this.
Because at the beginning of the show, we assigned ourselves Oscar nominated movies that we all need to watch, and The Menu, I believe, did not receive any Oscar nominations.
No, it didn't.
No.
Yeah, Golden Globes. And it looks like maybe, what was I just? Not a ton. Okay. Nicholas, what's his name? Holt. He is in it. And we love him. In what was he just in that we loved him in?
I don't know. I loved him in a movie called About a Boy when he was a kid with Hugh Grant. It was such a good movie, underrated movie.
Oh, he's in the Great. Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
Uh-huh.
He's in The Great. If you watch that on Hulu, he plays the whiny.
You did like him in that.
I do. And you know what's really funny? This character in The Menu is very similar to that whiny brat that he plays in The Great.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know if that sold you.
I'm trying to think of who else is the most notable. I'm comfortable hating this movie. Not seeing this movie.
Not seeing it. Oh man.
You've scared us.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Oh, it's all right.
John Leguizamo is in it.
Yep, still not doing it. Good try.
Talented individual, Alexis.
Judith Light, isn't it?
Who's the boss? She's the boss,
You've got mail.
Platinum Panda, one of our famous My Talkers, writes to us. Hey, you three, I watched the menu, and Taylor Joy was immediately annoying. I'm glad it was short. If it was any longer, it would have been unbearable. Overall, I call it decent.
Yeah.
Decent.
Right. And okay. And appreciates a good word for it because it is original. It is like, whoa, who came up with the story? Wow. Wow.
On a different subject.
Yeah.
Michelle Sassy Mess writes to us about Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend.
Ooh, what'd she say?
She writes, she wasn't even alive when Titanic came out.
Oh my gosh.
Just let that sink in for a second.
Wow.
Okay. We all thought about that for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take that in. Mm-hmm. Let's let that wash over you.
Wait, birthday, 19. She was born.
What year?
Possibly.
Oh God.
Either 2003 or 2004.
Oh, gosh.
What were you doing at that time?
I was contributing to my 401k here at Fox. And I was two years from meeting Alexis, or 1 year from meeting Alexis.
Yeah, I just graduated from college. I was living out in Boston.
Bea Arthur was in her mid-60s. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just to put things in age perspective there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Were you in L.A. at the time, Holly?
Were you, Holly?
I was in college at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay. Wow.
The Leonardo DiCaprio girlfriend math, everyone. Don't forget to download.
Girlfriend math.
That's right. Leonardo DiCaprio girlfriend math. It's our new segment.
It's going to be on the Iowa test of basic skills.
He's younger than.
If Leo was this age.
Yeah. We told you we were going to try new things in the morning show. Here we go. Hey, don't forget, download the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. We just dropped one this week. It's a good one. It's a full fairy review of Disney's Aulani Resort in Hawaii. Is it worth it? Is it too expensive? Should you go? We answer everything. Find us and hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcast or Spotify. When we come back, chili and nothing but when we return.
Two thumbs up for David and the team at First Equity. Love working with them a couple times now, and I think that you will too. 23 years and counting, they have been in the mortgage business in our local market, and that's what's so important about going with a local lender. They know the market, they take the time to get to know you, and they have the reputation working with the best at First Equity. And I love hearing from my talkers who share the same feeling, like Jason and Amy. They said David was fantastic to work with doing our loan. Clear to close in less than a week. It was like magic, but it's not. It's skill and knowledge. Thank you to David and his team for making the process simple and stress-free. Yeah. You're looking to refinance. You're looking to get into your first mortgage. Get your ducks in a row. Go with First Equity. Give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
When you first, Jason and Alexis in the morning, wrapping things up for this Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly, and now we're joined by social media director Q.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Q.
Q was just at my home, as he would say, securing the package. The package has been secured, and Q lives about 22 steps from my house? 23 steps from my house. Today is the Hubbard Broadcasting Chili Cook-Off. A team building thing that 90% of our staff is not participating in. But
well, they'll be down there tasting it. You know that.
They'll be eating it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're like free food. Where?
Exactly. We felt voluntold to do this because we received two shaming emails. One company-wide by Dan, the Emperor, and then one from Jenny, who is the member of the Hubbard family that, well, owns the joint and runs radio. She, not her assistant, not her cute dog, she sent an email about the chili cook-off. So Holly lightly wet her pants and decided that she should take proactive action and sign us up. Right, Holly?
That's right. Had my poise on. I was ready to go.
Yeah. So because I'm not in the building and Alexis and Holly have to do a lot of heavy lifting with stuff like this, I thought I would try to be nice and I would make the chili, which is because I just bought my very first Instant Pot. So I found I curated some recipes. I took the best of everyone that I read. I read about 12, to be honest with you. And I made one that I think is just generally enjoyable. Nothing too weird, not a weird ingredient that could cause us to lose. That was my strategery. So now look, I made it last night. It's going to be probably not hot, but Alexis and Holly, do you have a little cup there?
Yes, Q brought us a cup, which is so nice.
Oh, look at Q.
We're ready.
Nothing like chili at 9 a.m.
Nothing like chili at 9 a.m.
We're ready for lunch at this point.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, ladies, please let me hold on a minute. We gotta be overly dramatic here. Let me give you a little drum roll. Again, please take in consideration it's not piping hot, okay?
It smells so good.
Very.
Go. Please consume the chicken chili.
Championship!
How did I do?
We're gonna win this thing!
Oh. Is it good? Oh,
yeah, very.
Okay.
Very. It's classic. Classic white chicken chili. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I didn't want to go with anything weird. Q, are you eating or are you just sitting
nothing here? I'm eating.
Oh, yeah.
This.
Okay, how is it, Q?
It's fantastic. Like I think you said, there's nothing that anyone will dislike about this.
Polarizing, Q. Nothing polarizing.
Yum. Like, I want more.
And I got that cream cheese hint.
Thank you.
You know your secret ingredient, Jason?
Yeah, there is a secret ingredient. And that is a few cubes of cream cheese to add just because I don't like overly creamy stuff. Gross.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just a little hint of cream.
Yeah, but sometimes it could get watery if you didn't add the cream cheese.
Yes. But
yeah, it's
all
not
homemade.
Too salty. It has a nice little kick, but not hot.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
we can
good.
Add, if you want to add some pepper, go ahead. But I thought it was just kick enough because, again, what if someone down there doesn't like spicy things? I don't want to turn them off.
We are in Minnesota, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very true. Tried to think of everything that could set us back.
Mm.
Now, Q, you talk to different folks than we talk to, like the digital folks. You talk to the young people up there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing anything? Have you heard of anyone else making chili? Anyone that you know, Q, is anyone but us making chili?
I haven't heard of anybody else making chili. I will say the offices instantly were set ablaze when that email came out.
Yeah.
It seems like you do not usually want to get those emails. So when that happened, everyone just went crazy. But everyone's trying to force me to make a chili. I don't have a chili recipe. So when Jason
texted
me. You
made those really good cookies. That's why.
That's right.
I did make cookies. Yeah.
And
everyone expected me to have a chili recipe, which I don't have. So But my delivery fee is that my name is now on the application for this chili, so I'm in it with you guys.
Right.
Holly, Q, Holly, could you please amend? And if Cindy is listening, Cindy, please add Quinn's name to our chili, please.
That's right.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you.
But no, I don't know what your competition looks like.
Okay.
What competition?
Thank you. Where is
mm-hmm.
it? And Quinn, since you're now on our team, Alexis and Holly are going to be doing some soft selling down in when the competition's going on. So if you would like to participate in some soft selling, right, Lex? Like, give Q an example of how you're going to soft sell our chicken chili.
Okay, yeah, we're going to stand right by it, and we're going to go, this is so good.
Isn't it just the perfect texture?
Holly, I don't know who made this, but wow.
Yeah.
It's creamy. It has a little kick.
Beats me. They put green chilies in it. They thought of everything.
Right. Everything.
And this is the only one with chicken.
Right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Variety of life is what's... brings the spice.
That's right. See, I think you guys got that wrong. But
you guys are going to be undercover about
it.
I'm not going to be apologetic about it at all. I used to run a restaurant. I'm going to be dishing it up for people. I'm going to make sure that they have their settings all set.
Right. See?
Checking
he
on
ran a
everybody.
Restaurant, y'all. He
this
ran
is gonna
a
be,
restaurant.
No one will be able to compete with us.
No, this is what's great because we'll just be like, you know, around, but you're going to be,
You guys are like the secret shoppers.
We're the tag team. Right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We're going to win. We're going to win. We have to. We have to win this.
Okay, that's another question. Do we all Cindy put in the brochure was first, second, and third prizes will be awarded. Do we know what the prizes are?
Do you, Q?
I have no idea.
The
what
gift
do we think
cards,
they are?
Restaurants. That's what they have been in the past. But
I don't know. A car? Holly, a car? Or e-bike or something?
Giving away days off now. So.
Might be a used Mazda Miata. Manual transmission.
Registration separate. Credit union.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll hook you up with a car loan too.
A free sucker at the Hubbard credit union. Free dum dum.
They might have Reese's peanut butter cups.
Ooh, if we're lucky.
We're lucky. Okay, the competition begins at 11:30. So if you guys are, you know, if any of you listening are praying, folks, pray to whatever God for us, please.
Yes.
Thank you. And we'll give you an update tomorrow. That's going to do it for us. If you're a kid listening and you're being bullied, go out there and be yourself. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. Have some delicious chili.
Pray for us.
And pray. Thank you. We love you. Donna and Steve Experience next. We'll talk tomorrow.